Hi, this is Dave, and welcome to this edition of Christian Business Insights. Here's a news flash. Your Christian business should make money. Now, I know that comes as a surprise to many Christian business people who've been conditioned to think by our contemporary religious culture to think of money making as a second-class endeavor. Running a profitable business is, in some circles, a tasteless endeavor that's barely tolerated. It may be accepted if you give some of the money to them, but it's often viewed with disdain and suspicion. Good thing Abraham hadn't been infected with that paradigm. He built a huge business, probably employing thousands of people, and became a very wealthy man. He has become, for countless generations, the archetypal example of faith. His faith, as an old man, was so powerful that he was ready to kill his son as an act of obedience. Now, while we often focus on his faith, we rarely acknowledge how he built that faith. You know, he became one of the first Bible characters to model the principle that building a successful business is one of the best ways to build an enduring faith. He became a man of legendary faith while at the same time building an economic enterprise that made him very wealthy. He was so successful in building an organization and multiplying wealth that he could employ, and I'm quoting here from Genesis 14:14, he could employ 318 trained men who were born in his household. Abraham, these were fighters that he trained, men who had been born in his household. How big do you think his household was? Thousands, probably. Abraham understood that doing business well generated money, and the creation of wealth is one of the God-given purposes for a business. Now, in addition to Abraham, the Old Testament is full of pictures of business people who were rewarded for their marketplace performance with greater wealth. Now, think of Joseph, whose business acumen brought incredible riches to Pharaoh and a nice standard of living to Joseph. Or the two Hebrew midwives who God rewarded for their good work by giving them their own businesses. That's Exodus, by the way, chapter 1 and 21. In the New Testament, the parable of the bags of gold provides additional substantiation from the words of Christ. You recall the three servants were provided with various amounts of wealth and told to manage it, and their purpose was to increase the master's wealth. They were praised and rewarded not for giving the money away, but for increasing it. Note how they were rewarded. They got more wealth to manage and a closer relationship with the master. It's another example of the principle that God rewards good work with an increase in wealth and a closer relationship with him. Just like Abraham grew in faith and grew closer to the Lord as he increased his worldly wealth, so too did the two praiseworthy servants in that parable. And look what happened to the third servant who didn't increase the wealth. He was kicked out of the household. So we have biblical examples and the clear teaching from Christ establishing the principle that God rewards good business with an increase in wealth and a closer relationship with him. Now, at the same time, we note from a practical perspective that there are lots of reasons to strive to develop a profitable business. You know, just from a practical point of view, a profitable business creates jobs for people and thereby provides them economic security and dignity and self-worth. And maybe that's why the scriptures tell us from 2 Thessalonians 3:10, the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. So businesses provide jobs. As a business grows in size and in impact and in wealth, it necessarily impacts more people and spreads economic security and prosperity to its employers and employees and stakeholders. So that's number one. Number two, a profitable business does good work and thereby blesses its customers with goods and services which allow them to live a fuller life and be more successful. Profits are a measurement of what the market thinks of the work the business does. Significant profits are generally an indication of a well-run business. On the other hand, a lack of profit indicates that something must change. Something's not right in that business. Number three, a profitable business provides options to the owners. Now, they can reinvest the profits to fuel greater growth. They can share some of it with their employees. They can give it away. They can withdraw it from the company and secure their own family's economic situation. They can use it to create something new, you know, a new branch office, a new product, a new position, a new marketing program, maybe even a new company. Options. Profits provide options to the owners. And, you know, we see examples all around us. Chick-fil-A is in the news these days, just one of thousands of Christian businesses who strive to be profitable companies. And by doing so, they expand their reach, they employ more people, and they channel God's blessing to the folks they touch. Every Chick-fil-A store is a beacon of light illuminating the surrounding community. Now, if they had not striven to pursue profits, they probably would still be a single little restaurant struggling to make payroll every month. I suspect that the motivation to make profits unleashed the potential within that business so it could grow, impact tens of thousands, and shed its light all over the country. While now Chick-fil-A is a highly visible organization, the truth is there are tens of thousands of Christian companies, maybe yours, who follow that same prescription on the journey to release their potential. Profit and the economic security and the opportunity that it brings is one of the fundamental purposes of every business. The principle that good business results in an increase in wealth and a closer relationship with God is taught in the Bible and modeled in the reality of our culture. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.